Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with the Kia Dealers of Ireland. Our showrooms are open for business with your health and safety our priority. For more, log on to kia.com. Joe
Duffy. Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Siobhan, good afternoon. Were you doing the clear out during the lockdown? So many people are.
Well, like so many people, hello, Joe. Yep. Yes, that's exactly what I was doing.
And what did you find?
Well, I found my school report when I was four. So it's a lovely handwritten letter by Sister Mary Pius.
Yeah.
And it is dated the 11th of the 10th, 1962.
Wow.
But what really struck me about this was the language in it.
Okay.
It's all about how obedient I am. And thank God for that, how
right.
angelic I am.
Oh, yes.
That I never take my eyes off the nun.
Yes.
That when Father Anglican comes, she won't be at all upset because I'll have the answers.
Right.
And then she ends up by saying that she would love you and Daddy to come and see Siobhan. That was my mother and Daddy. But I was struck by the fact that, you know, she said Daddy. That
yeah.
she called my father Daddy. And she said, like, she just seems to, I seem to love lessons and enjoys them. And God keep her as good as she is. And congratulations on such a child.
And you were angelic.
I was.
And you never took your eyes off the nun, Sister Pius. And when were you canonised, Siobhan? When did that happen by the Pope?
even when Sister Mary Ursula came
yeah.
into Sister Pius's class,
right.
again, I never failed to divert. Any time.
Well, and what? Sorry, and your life as it unfolded. I'm conscious. Your life is what? Did tell us what did you end up doing in terms of work, for example?
Well, I actually ended up teaching myself, and I had the most wonderful career. And I retired last year. I was 38
wow.
years in
oh,
the
well
secondary
done.
School, and I loved every minute of my career. I just had the best time. I
and
taught
what,
English. And
what
I loved
age?
It.
What age group did you teach? You went 4 year olds. Oh, second level.
No,
okay.
No.
Now, did they follow you around the room with an angelic grimace on their face?
No, actually.
I doubt it.
This is exactly what I. Even though I've thought of my teaching career and I've gone from chalk to talk and
yeah.
Coloured markers and eventually ending up with teaching through iPads.
Yes.
But, my kind of whole teaching was, like, that a silent class, everybody's working. But that, of course, is not the way now.
Not at all, no.
A noisy class is a good class.
Okay.
But, so just the difference here, and really that, like, the religion, the nuns, everything, like, it was all about that.
Different era, different world.
Yeah, and I just felt about poor Sister Pius, like,
yeah.
she was a teacher herself, but she was so worried about Father Anglican coming to ask us the questions. But then again, it was okay because I was so angelic.
Yeah,
and
what did she say? Siobhan has all the answers.
Well, she said she never fails me.
Ah, oh, well done, Siobhan.
Hold on
to that letter, will you?
I carry it with you. And it was my father who died in 2013
okay.
who kept the letter in
ah,
his
well
little
done.
Box.
And that's the importance
and
of letters. And that's the importance of this
yes.
book that we mentioned, that Eva mentioned
exactly.
yesterday, Letters to My Grandchildren. And it's available on websites. It's a brilliant. It's a time capsule. Okay, Siobhan, angelic Siobhan, Saint Siobhan. Of the angelic disposition. Thanks indeed, Siobhan. Back tomorrow at 1:45. Remember, 7 o'clock tonight, RT1 Television Liveline. Call back. Fergus Sweeney, producer Ray Darcy.